Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to everybody. There is a little well-known siman toward the end of Hilchos Pesach and the closing simanim of Hilchos Pesach. And in there in Siman Tav Tzadi Beis, Tur Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch, note a minig that the Mechaber codifies, a minig that the Ramah codifies, which is not very well-known at all. I'd like to take a look at this minig. The title of the siman is Tainis Sheni V'Chamishi V'Sheni Achar HaMoadim, what we know as Bahab, the fasts, the series of fasts, Beis, Monday, Hey, Thursday, and Beis, the Monday, Thursday, and Monday fast following the Yamim Tovim of Pesach and Sukkot. Let's understand the inception, the Makor, and why it is that there is such a fast, and why it is that this Minog was established. And furthermore, let's understand, besides the inception, the reasons as to why it was established, and take that further and understand how that applies today and the contemporary application of this three-day fast of Bahab, Beis, Hey, Beis. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Siman Tav Tzere Beis, Or HaChaim, Yesh Noagim, there are those who have the custom, L'Hisanos, to fast, Sheni, V'Chamishi, V'Sheni, Achar Pesach, V'Chein, Achar Sukkos. There are those who have the custom to fast Monday, Thursday, Monday, a full fast, like any other fast that concludes at Seisel Kachav and begins at Amar Shachar, for the Monday, Thursday, and Monday following Pesach and following Sukkos. The Ramah, in his gloss to the Ramah, includes Uba Ashkena Vitzorfas Nogulisanos. And this is a fast that is established, that is the custom to fast, both in Ashkenaz and in Tzarfas. And finishes the Ramah of Osin Osok Motainis Tzibur Likros Vayechal, and it has all the full blown elements of its own, including that it's called the Tainis Tzibur and the fact that there's a Kriyas Torah of Vayechal. So a little-known siman in Shulchan Aruch, one sif, Siman Tav Tzadi Beis, which certainly is codified by the Tur, the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, all noting that what seems to have been a very, very established custom, Yesh Noagim, Ashkenaz Tzarfas Nagu Lisanos. So if this is the case, what again is the reason for the basis of this fast and these series of fasts, and why is it that it's not so well known today? So the first Makor, and this is arguably the most impactful Makor and certainly most authoritative Makor, is that which is referred to in the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara there has three words, and the Gemara says the following: Sakva Deshasa Rigla, the most dangerous point of the year, the most severe portion of the year is the regal, or the regalim, are the points of the year where it is a Yom Tov. And of course, that would seem to smack in the face anything we think. We consider the Yom Tov to be the highlight of the year, and the time we're able to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu Lifnei Hashem in the most extreme way. So what's the pshat in the Gemara, Sakva Deshasa Rigla, that the most dangerous point in the year is the regal? So both Rashi and Tosuk explain, Riyua Shel Yomosa Shana Liyichud La'Avera, these points in the year, the Yom Tov and Pesach and Sukkot specifically, are opportunities for a person to sin. Klomar, Yemos HaRegel Shesh Kvutzos, Anoshim V'Noshim, men and women come together, Lishmoa HaDrasha, they come to hear a shir. V'Nosnim Ayin Zeh Al Zeh, and they'll look one at the other. What would ordinarily be thought of as a highlight of the year and a high point of Kedusha, intensity and spirituality, a drusha, a shir, Beis HaKnesses, and Yamim Tovim, all the mitzvos achag, says Tosis, is a very, very dangerous point in the year. And therefore, we have to be concerned about them both, says Rashi, as well as Tosis. And then Tosis concludes, V'yesh Omer, L'kach Nohagu lehisanos lachar Pesach ulachar Sukkos. And this is the basis, and this is the reason why the minig developed to fast after Pesach and after Sukkos, to atone for the sin, for the transgressions that one may have fulfilled, and one may have been over throughout the Yamim Tovim, and therefore post-Pesach, post-Sukkos, there is the requirement, the necessity to fast, to atone, to ask for tshuva, slicha, kapara, for a sin that may have occurred. Indeed, the Tur in Siman Tav Tzadi Beis refers to this minig, but besides that has a pasuk, and says the Tur Siman Tav Tzadi Beis, v'samchu osam, what's the makor for the minig of Bahab Beis, Hey Beis, a pasuk in Eov, Perek Aleph, pasuk Hei, v'hiki, hikifu yimei amishta, when the days of the regalim came to their conclusion, says Eov, ulai, chotu, banai, maybe my sons, my children have sinned. ובשביל שבמי המועד הם ימי שמחה ומשתה אולי חתו, ועושים עושים כמו טיינס ציבור לקרוס ויחל, says the tour, not specifically about the mingling of men and women and going to a drasha, but adarabba, chatu, there could have been another sin, there could have been a variety of different sins that could have taken place, and therefore as such, says the tour, like the opinion of the Tosos, and indeed the Beis Yosef refers to the sheet of Tosos in Kiddushin Daf Pei Aleph as the Makor and as the basis and the reason for the three-day fast, Beis Hei, Beis Bahab, following Pesach and following Sukkot. Eli Rabba in Siman Tav Tzadi Beis mentions something very similar. And Eli Rabba explains that the reason for this is because throughout the Regalim, people may have made mistakes. Shebekal ha'adam over aver behem hutra melachos behem mekol stodim bechila. The only thing that you're allowed to do on Yontif regarding eating is dafka ochal nefesh. Behotso dafka shish botzer chtzas. The only thing that you could do on Yontif with terms of carrying is taking something that's necessary, absolutely. The only thing that you could cook is the things that are necessities for Yontif. Daf becholamoyl hutarak davar haven meakaren. The only work that you could do on cholamoyd is davar haven. And maybe people are working or involving themselves, engaging in business or other activities in cholamoyd inappropriately. Maybe a person specifically waited to do something on Chol Moed where there's more time. Says the Eli Rabba, "B'yamim elu lavor al das." There is a concern that things went wrong. People did not behave appropriately, act appropriately, and thus the institution, the makor for the three-day fast, the minug of Bahab in Paskin in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Tzadi Beis, based upon Tosos and Maseches Kiddushin Pei Aleph, based upon the tour, as well as the Eli Rabba, seems to be that we're looking back to what occurred, and when you look back and see what may have occurred, and unfortunately we look at potential averos, transgressions, isurim, it requires kapara, tshuva, tefillah, and therefore the institution of the three-day fast, Beis, Monday, Hey, Thursday, and the following on Monday. However, if you take a look in the Sefer Chasidim Simen Reish Chav Zayin, and in the Levoshin Simen Tav Tzadi Beis, they say it's not the reason why we fast. We're not looking back. We're not going into the past. However, says the Sefer Chasidim and the Levush, the reason for Bahab is absolutely different. Says the Sefer Chasidim, Simit Reish Chav Zayin, who Bishvil Hazroim, it's an agricultural basis for this fast. Bimar Cheshvan, Misanim Ba'avur Yorah Shiyorah Al Hazroim Lebracha. In the month of Cheshvan, following Tishrei and following the Yontov of Sukkot, it's the rainy season. Therefore, we're going to be Mespalel, and we're going to fast to make sure that the rain is going to rain properly. V'sein Talu Matar Livracha. It's going to be Mashav Racha Marti Geshem Letova. And in the month of Iyar, following the Yom Tov of Pesach, for the fast of Beis, Hey Beis, B'nei Shalol Tilke B'Shidafon B'Irakon, we're cautious, we're careful, we're asking, we're davening to the Borei Olam. There shouldn't be any droughts, there shouldn't be any extreme heats that are going to kill the crops. So therefore the Sefer Chasim says, we're not looking back to Pesach and Sukkot, but rather we're looking forward to what's going to be, and the fasts were instituted to portend a positive future. And the tefillos that were established in Bahab are there in order to make sure that we're going to see agricultural success, financial success, and therefore that is the reason for the tainis and the ta'anesim of Beis Hei Beis. The Levosh similarly says, the Yesh Omrim, Simen Tav Tzadi Beis, Sif Aleph, Hatam it's a season change. We go from Pesach to Shavuos. Is a time we're going from winter to spring, spring to summer. It's a very drastic changes, and the same thing is true post Sukkot. We're moving from the summer season to the winter seasons, and therefore mishum shahavir mishtana, the air and the nature and the environment is changing. Be'elu hazmanim. So it's not a concern what we did in the past vis-a-vis inappropriate behavior in the Yom Tov. It's not because of agricultural prayers necessarily, but it's sort of for our health and for our own concern to make sure that when the seasons do change, we're protected. And the way that we are protected, says the Levush, is to make sure to fast and, of course, to be mispalel as well. And thus, that explains the Sefer Chasim and Levush, an entirely different basis for these fast days. However, if you take a look at the Maseches Sofrim, Perek Chaf Aleph, Halachas Aleph through Gimel gives an entirely different reason. And this is expounded upon by later Achronim, If you take a look at the Torah of the Beis Yosef, also in Hilchos Tainis Esther, it seems to be that the basis for the Beis Hei Beis, the three-day fast specifically following Pesach, has nothing to do with anything that was just discussed thus far, but rather it has to do with the Tainis of Esther, as the Megillah says. Esther established a three-day fast, and of course we all know that the three-day fast was established in the month of Nisan, Tesvav, Tezayin, and Yud Zayin Nisan. But we're unable and prohibited to fast in the Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan is a Chodesh Shikifu Bo Nisim. It's the Yom Tov where we were inaugurated the Mishkan. And therefore, it's also to fast in all Chodesh Nisan as it's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, the only time we could commemorate the three-day fast of Esther is immediately after Nisan in Chodesh Iyar. And therefore, the Beis Hei Beis, the Bahab of Pesach, is different than the Bahab of Sukkot. The Bahab of Sukkot is for all the reasons that we just mentioned, either because we're looking back to the inappropriate behavior on the Yom Tovim, or like the Levush and the Sefer Chasidim, we're looking forward. It's agriculturally related. It is because of the change in the seasons. But the post-Pesach fast is entirely different, says the Meseches Sofrim, that we are commemorating now specifically Tainis Esther, which we ordinarily think about as Yud Gimel Adar. Tainis Esther for real, says the Meseches Sofrim, is Bahab, is Monday, Thursday, Monday, and that's the way that we commemorate it, specifically after Pesach. However, according to all these reasons, the post can point out that almost unanimously, we don't find any fast of Bahab following Shavuos. Although if you take a look in the Kaf HaChaim, Siman Tav Tzadi Beis Sif Aleph, he quotes from the Tmim Deim of the Ravid, that there were Anashim Chasidim Anshei Maisa, who would be Mesana, who would fast Beis Hei Beis after Shavuos. Achok Yaakov quotes it as well in Siman Tav Tzadi Beis, as does the Pri Chadash. However, the commonly accepted practice and the minig was not to have Bahab following Shavuos, as the Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, as does the Ramah, that it's specifically post-Pesach and post-Sukkos. And the reason for that is that all those reasons don't apply. We're not concerned about sinning the same way on Shavuos as we do on Pesach and Sukkos. Those are longer Yom Tov. There's more on merrymaking, Simchas Pesach Shavuos. There's more Chol HaMoed, and therefore there's time that a person can act inappropriately and can transgress Averos. However, Shavuos, Yom HaKadosh, Yom Matan Taraseinu, it's 2 days, you're staying up to learn. Therefore, we're not concerned, you're not going to fall into that bad pattern and bad habit. And therefore, the three-day fast, the series of fasts of Beis HaBeis, was not established post-Shavuos. Similarly, the same thing is true. There's no change in the seasons. It's the middle of the summer. It's the beginning of the summer. We're not going from spring to fall. We're not going from fall to summer. We're not going from fall to winter. And therefore, as a result, those fasts were not established. If indeed we have strong makaros, it's codified by the Mechaber and the Ramah, and it seems to be a minig that's uncontested. Tosfos has a makor, and we find it brought in the Sefer Chasidim as well as in Levush. We're talking about Gedolei HaPoskim, the Pri Chadash, as well as all of the Gdolei HaPoskim and the classical commentaries in Shulchan Aruch, note that this was a fast that seems to be established. The Taz speaks about it, as does the Shach, as do all the Gdolei Achronim and the commentaries on Shulchan Aruch. So if that's the case, and we see that there's a basis for an institution of the Minhag, it wasn't a Minhag that came out of nowhere, but the Rishonim already have established this custom and are explaining where the Minhag comes from. The Shulchan Aruch and Ramah codify the custom. What happened and why is it that this fast is no longer? If you take a look in the Kaf HaChaim is in Tav Tzadi Beis, in Sif Katan Gimel, notes that at least in the Olam of the Sfaradim, this Tzom was not established. Rather, in Sif Katan Ches, says the Kaf HaChaim, quoting from the Shulchan Gevorah, V'Svarad Lo Nagu. Eino Agen. And therefore, in the world of Sfarad, even though the Shulchan Aruch codifies it, and it's brought from the Beis Yosef in the Tur, nonetheless, Sfaradim do not and have not accepted the Tzom of Bahab. Indeed, if you look in all of the classical contemporary poskim of the Sfaradi community, including Rabbi Yaakov Hillel and his Luach, says very clearly, Ein Noihagim. There is no minug in the Sfaradish Kehilas to fast Bahab. What about amongst Ashkenazim, and indeed according to the Sfaradim as well, why is it that the fast of Bahab has never become an established fast, and we don't see people fasting today? The Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Tav Tzadi Beis, the Mishnah Berurah in Tav Kuf Samach Vav Sifkat and Vav says, today we're chalushe koach, we're weak. We don't fast today as much as we used to. We don't have the understanding. We don't have the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual strength to be able to fast and continue and to work and to do all of the things that we do during the day. If you're not going to learn with Kavanah, if you're not going to daven with Kavanah, if you're not going to be able to go out and make a parnasa, so Tzom Mateh Aleh, what's the fast for? And therefore, as with many other fasts, as we have seen throughout the Doros, Bahab, in the communities of Ashkenaz, the way the Aruch HaShulchan indicates, as is clear in the Mishnah Berurah, if you take a look in the Sefer Nitei Gavriel, in Chela Gimel of Pesach, in Parakim Mem Beis and Mem Gimel, he also quotes from many, many Gedolei, Chasidus, as well as Gedolim, Gedolei Yisrael, and Svarim, from a broad range of Minhagim and Makoros, that this fast, at least contemporarily, does not pick up and did not continue, at least for several hundred years. We don't see that this was taking place. You take a look in the Sefer Likutei Maarich, in his Minhagei Chodesh Iyar, he also discusses that there was Bahab, and it was something that was established. He indicates that it was less prevalent and it wasn't as common, but nonetheless, he does refer to it. So therefore, we do see that in Hungary and in Eastern Europe and in many communities, this was something that was taking place, certainly several hundred years ago, especially as both the Mechaber and the Ramah noted. Indeed, if you take a look in the Kaf HaChaim, when he's talking about the Sfardi Minhag, he notes that the Ramah writes, Uba Ashkenaz Vitzorfas Nahagu Lesanos, and therefore explains the Kaf HaChaim from the Shulchan Gavah, you know who was fasting? Ashkenaz and Tzarfas. In Germany, in France, and in Europe, there they were fasting. The fact that the Ramah quotes the Tur saying that Ashkenaz and Tzarfas nagu lisanos and doesn't say that there were other places where it was taking place, it must be that already for several hundred years, certainly the Sfardim were not fasting, and now we see as well, in more recent times, the Ashkenazi community does not fast Beis Hei Beis as well. Is there anything that remains of Bahab? So we don't fast. Does that mean we have erased all of Siman Tav Tzadi Beis? Does that mean we have erased the long-standing minhag of Ashkenaz, starting from the Sefer HaChasidim, through the Tur of the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, who says that indeed they did fast in Ashkenaz and Tzarfas? There seem to be still elements that still remain. And if you take in your Siddur, you'll find two of them. In any classical Siddur, you will find that the Shabbos prior to Beis, the Shabbos prior to the first Monday, there's a Mishaberach that's found immediately after Kriyas HaTorah. It's a Mishaberach for anybody and everybody who fasts Bahab. And many shuls today include that Mishaberach, even though probably the lion's share and the very, very strong majority are not fasting. Maybe you'll have one or two people in the shul, maybe you'll have none. There are some shuls who continue that minhag and that practice today to continue to recite the Mishaberach for those who are fasting Bahab. Amongst Hasidim, that tefillah and that Mishaberach has been omitted. And the truth is, in many shuls and Bate Kneseos and Bate Medrash and Yeshivas as well, where there are those who may indeed fast Bahab, we still see that many are not including that Mishaberach as well. However, there are many who are doing the following, and that is recitation of the Slichos and Avinu Malkeinu. And again, if you take a look in your Siddur and the section of Slichos, you'll see that not only do we have Slichos for Shavasa B'Tamuz, and not only do we have Slichos for Asar B'Tevis and Som Gedalia, but their first set of Slichos are for Bahab. And indeed, there are shuls, there are Bate Medrash, and certainly in yeshivas, there is a custom to recite the Avinu Malkeinu and the Slichos for Bahab, even if there are those who are not fasting, and even though the yeshiva will serve breakfast immediately after Shacharis, there will be slichos of Bahab that are recited. Many shuls still continue this practice. So although as the Doros continued, we don't see that the fast continued, but Siman Tav Tzadi Beis does continue. We don't say Vayachal, but there are those shuls and those places where Avinu Malkeinu is recited, and there are many places where Slichos are recited as well. Finally, if you take a look in the Sefer Nitei Gavriel in Perek Mem Dalet, Perek Mem Gimel, in his final two halachos in that Perek, Halachas Yud Gimel Yud Dal, he notes that are two other applications besides for the Mishaberach for those who are fasting the Shabbos before, and besides for the recitation of Slichos and Malkeinu. If you're doing none of those, there still is something, and there are those who he says V'yesh Shenagu Shelo Lehisaneg BeMa'adani Bosyom. There are those people who stay away from extra pleasure during Beis Hey Beis, the Monday, Thursday, Monday following Sukkot and following Pesach. There are those who don't eat meat or drink wine on those 2 days. And finally, even those who don't do that, of course, Talmud Torah Keneged Kula, Tefillah is the form of the most ultimate way of doing tshuva. It's a form of tefillah, it's a form of tzedaka, ma'avir nesra agzera. So although the lion's share of Klal Yisrael is not fasting, bayamim mehem bazman hazeh, certainly not in Sfarad, and certainly not in the majority of Klal Yisrael of Ashkenaz today, as Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishnah Berurah, write. But nonetheless, we still should appreciate the inception and the basis and the reason for Bahab, either looking back to the Yamim Tovim and what one may has done inappropriately, or looking to the future, that hopefully there should be financial success, agricultural success, and that we should be healthy, and the air should also be able to afford us, to sustain us, and to help us. And of course, at the same time, recognizing the importance of such days, Monday, Thursday, Monday, the Monday and Thursday, of course, are the days where we recite the longer Tachnun, the days of Tshuva and Tefillah, the days of Bakasha. Thursday is the day that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the Luchos. Moshe came down on Monday. Therefore, the days of Tachanunin and Tefillah, as are every Monday and Thursday, but certainly the Monday, Thursday, Monday, the Bahab, as was instituted by the Gonim, the Rishonim, the Hasidei Ashkenaz, is something to take note of, something to recognize, and something to appreciate what was, what is. P'siyata d'shmaya, we should be zocha to all the brachos of the Torah, we should be zocha to a chodesh iyar, ani Hashem rofecha, we should be zocha to refuas ha-nefesh, refuas ha-guf, hashta ba'golav izman kariv, v'neymar amein.